This is the point when I normally introduce the latest episode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C., before the crash. But not this time. Now don't worry, episode 11 is almost completely recorded and is in process of being edited. And a good portion of episode 12 has been recorded as well. So, they're on the way. Oh, by the way, I'm Boyd Barrett, the creator of Roswell BC. I had planned to release these latest two episodes several weeks ago, but life happened. Right after the release of episode 10, my wife and I took our oldest grandson to Disneyland, which was awesome. Also, she and I have had several doctor and hospital visits in the last few weeks. On top of that, quite a few of my voice actors, as well as myself, are currently involved in live stage productions here in Roswell. I'm King Triton in The Little Mermaid, which opens next weekend, and those of you who have been involved in productions before know just what that last week is like. So, I have to squeeze in the time to get Roswell BC on the air and into your ears. Actually, I've been listening to the opinions of the audio drama community lately, and the consensus there is that if you're going to do a series like ours, you need to write and record a full season, if not the entire series, before you start editing and releasing them. That way, you can keep a regular release schedule. That probably is the best way to do this, and if I had done it that way, I wouldn't be having to give this explanation/apology. But I'm actually glad I didn't do Roswell BC that way. Why? Well, the answer to that involves the beauty of collaboration. Because I created this series one episode at a time, it allowed the actors to be part of the development of their characters, as well as some of the subplots. Now, I've known the overarching story since before we started recording, but these actors bring their own interpretation of a character, and the next time I write a scene with that character, I hear his or her voice, and the characters almost write the scenes for me. It's a weird, but very wonderful dynamic. Some of the characters even force me to go places with the story that I would never have thought of. I've been blessed to have some incredibly gifted performers be part of Roswell BC, and I'm tremendously grateful for what they bring to each episode. Also, some of my voices are people from other places who were enjoying the series and wanted to be part of it. Had I done all my recording ahead of time, I would have never had the opportunity to include some great talent from people who are now my friends. So, although I'm not glad we had to take this little break from our story, I truly am glad I made the happy mistake of producing this series one episode at a time. And I wouldn't trade that journey just to have a consistent schedule. So, Roswell BC listeners, take heart. Episodes 11 and 12 are in the mill. I can't tell you exactly when, but the story is still heading your way.